Todd Young came into election night with comfortable leads in just about every poll that had been released. So while the mood at Marlon Stutzman's event was hopeful, it was perhaps not comfortably so. This is Stutzman supporter Brian Motley as early election results started to come in, immediately showing Young with a lead.
I'm still optimistic and holding out hope, but I'm remaining realistic.
At the Young event in downtown Indianapolis, those early results confirmed what many Young supporters, like Nick Barbconnect, say they already suspected.
And so that's encouraging already, and so it'd be hard to reverse that largely from where it's at right now. I feel good, and I think it's in a good place.
Neither candidate had to wait very long. It took less than an hour after all of Indiana's polls were closed for various outlets to begin reporting a Young victory.
Thank you, Indiana Republicans! Yeah.
Young took to the stage to begin his shift towards the general election.
And to those Hoosiers whose vote we did not earn tonight, I just want to extend a hand to you. I'm prepared to work very, very hard to earn your trust and support.
Marlon Stutzman wasn't quite so gracious, voicing concerns about the tone of the campaign.
When you have millions of dollars from D.C. interests pouring into our state and running negative campaigns, running untruthful messages, I think that while that's part of it, and I'm not going to complain, I know politics is a tough sport, but where's the money coming from and who is it?
But the candidates' own campaigns weren't shy about attacking each other during the primary.
Seeing Marlon Stutzman sink as low as Obama and the Democrats sort of leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
They're made, bought, and we pay the price. Sellout politicians like Congressman Todd Young.
Some Young supporters, such as LaPorte Mayor Blair Milo, shrug off the attack ads, saying they're mild when compared to other campaigns this election season.
And ultimately, it is a competition of ideas, and I think that for the most part, it has stuck to the principles that individuals wanted to focus on and where they want to put their emphasis when they go to Washington, D.C.
Outgoing Republican Senator Dan Coats, the man Young is vying to replace, says he's confident the party will come together, seeking to minimize any rifts between supporters for Young and Stutzman.
The differences that between these two candidates in terms of their where they stand, Hoosier values and principles, is very minuscule.
For some Stutzman backers, such as Dave Matthews, supporting Young won't be a problem.
I'm a good Republican. Been in the Republican Party for a long, long time.
But for other Stutzman loyalists like Linda Zimmerman, throwing their support behind Todd Young won't be easy.
I am going to be very disappointed. It's going to be tough for me to pull that lever because I don't believe he won this in an honest way.
Young's message to voters like Zimmerman is that there's more at play this year than one Indiana Senate seat.
If we don't hold on to Indiana's U.S. Senate seat, Republican Senate seat, we may well not retain control of the entire U.S. Senate.
In a statement, Barron Hill, the Democratic Senate candidate, congratulated Young on his victory, but said a vote for the Republican embraces divisive politics. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.